In most of the country, September really begins when the yellow school buses start showing up on neighborhood streets. Back-to-school time is filled with excitement, apprehension, activity, and, of course, new lunchboxes. On Tuesdays this month, NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg will talk about schools with some people who teach there. She begins with a prominent former teacher, Laura Bush.
A lifelong booster of education and a one-time librarian, the president's wife taught fourth grade in Texas. Her students then may have felt the way this fourth grader in Annapolis, Maryland does right now about starting school again.
I do want to go back because I want to find out which teacher I get, and I want to see if fourth grade's fun, and I got all this new school supply. It's like markers, color pencils, crayons, school boxes, backpacks, and most fourth grade school stuff.
Casey and her friends Maeve, Natasha, and Morgan like a lot of things about school.
New teacher!
These mostly fourth graders take pleasure in several specific scholarly activities.
Computer, lunch, and recess.
Young Maeve, however, is a bit ambivalent.
It's okay, but I don't exactly want to do all the homework. Like, school's fine, but I don't like coming home and doing all the homework when you could, like, play with your dog and stuff.
As a matter of fact, the Annapolis public schoolers have lots of things they dislike about going back to class.
Finding out if there's somebody that I don't really like in my class.
I don't like the food they have at lunch. Yeah, it's boring.
Science.
Social stuff.
Writing.
Oh yeah, I do like science though.
The First Lady of the United States has a back-to-school list too. Unlike the Maryland kids, Laura Bush's early September school sentiments are only positive.
Back to school was a favorite time of my life. I remember getting all the new school supplies. There's something so great about all the new school supplies, and even the way it smells when you sharpen your new pencils, and the way your crayons look when they're all perfect and not broken, not used in your new crayon box. I love that. It was like a new beginning, and it really is when you teach. It's the same way. It's the start of a new year.
Growing up an only child in Midland, Texas, Laura Bush loved school from the start. As early as second grade, she made what she calls a very mature decision. She decided to be a teacher.
I loved my second grade teacher and wanted to be just like her. And in fact, she came to my husband's inauguration. I always wanted to teach, and I went to college and got a teaching degree immediately and then went to work as a teacher. And I loved every single minute of it.
This, I know, is an issue of yours, is to encourage more and more people to
turn to... I've been traveling around the country to talk to people about choosing teaching as a career.
How do you make the case to them when salaries are terrible, classrooms are difficult, mm-hmm. so much of the job is either being a substitute parent mm-hmm. or a cop?
Teaching is very difficult. It's one of the most difficult professions, but it also is one of the most important professions. It's so profound, the effect that teachers can have on the lives of their students. I also think teaching is very rewarding for anybody who really likes young people or children. The chance to work with children every day, to see them grow and to be able to nurture children in class like a really good teacher does and nurture their love for learning is, I think, the most rewarding profession there is.
So many people will listen to you and agree, but it bottom line is an issue in
it's,
this.
It's hard and teachers don't make enough money, and there's no doubt about that. And
so what could be done?
Most school districts are supported by either state or local taxes. The federal government only pays for about 7% of education overall. So it's important to let teachers of your children know how valued they are. But I think it's also important, if we can, to try to raise teacher salaries.
Mm-hmm.
Because public school teachers are paid by their local taxes, of course, there are a lot of school districts all across America who can't afford very high salaries for teachers. But it's important for us to support American teachers and to let them know how important they are.
What about early education? You've had a summit mm-hmm. on the subject here. Is there such a thing as too late or too soon? I mean, should
I don't think there's too soon. They say that you can start reading to infants, really, even before 6 months of age, although pediatricians mainly say start at 6 months of age, because by that time a baby will respond. A baby will smile at his mother or his dad or his sibling or whoever's reading to him when they read. So it's very important during those first few years. It's not too late if you don't get that, but it's such a huge advantage if you do get that. Mm-hmm. Children who start school who've been read to just have such a huge advantage. They're ready to learn to read. And by the end of the third grade, most of your schoolwork is directly dependent upon your reading ability, even your math. And of course, as all of us know, if you can't read, then you can't read your science book or your history book or any other subject. But school districts are doing a good job, and they're having to work hard to help children who haven't been read to before school starts learn to read on time.
Do you think there is such a thing as unteachable children?
No. I think children can all learn. I think every single child can learn.
One more question. I know that in October, you're going back to the classroom. You've been visiting a lot of classes, mm-hmm. but this time you're going to teach for a day. Do you know where you're going and what you're
going to
do?
I'm going to go to several schools around the country for the Teach for America Week, which is the project that tries to encourage recent college graduates to commit to teaching at least 2 years in an inner city or rural underserved school. But during this week of Teach for America, they like for community leaders everywhere to go to the classroom and try to teach one lesson. If nothing else, I think the community leaders themselves learn how difficult it is to teach, but also how rewarding it is to teach.
Think you've still kept your teaching chops?
Absolutely. I've had a lot of experience reading to classes all the time my husband was governor of Texas, and then during every campaign that we've run.
Well, you have a marvelous talent. We've seen it. You can read upside down. We've seen you hold books up to classes of little children.
That's what happens when you're a school librarian.
Thank you, Mrs. Bush.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Susan.
Laura Bush. We spoke recently in her office at the White House. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.